The second day of helping Audio Boo is easier. Yeah, it's easier because it's all about Audio Boo itself, and it's a narrower focus. In fact, there are three main questions that are given as conversation starters, if you like. One is about how did I hear about Audio Boo, and what was the trigger, or what motivated me to join up? So I should be able to answer that one fairly straightforwardly. The second one is, what type of an Audio Boo user am I? Well, that's a very interesting question. That'll be useful for me to think about. What type of an Audio Boo user am I? It gives me a number of categories, active and passive. Am I occasional or something else? Well, I'm bloody well fanatical, I suppose you'd say, or obsessive, or, you know, a quantity. I'm a quantity Audio Booer. We'll come back to that topic later. And the third one is, what would I have to say to improve the experience of using Audio Boo right now? How would I improve Audio Boo? The user experience is the language used. Not really too good on that phrase, user experience, to be honest. But I've got to think of a better one, but so one that sounds a bit more human than user. Anyway, what would make me love using Audio Boo a bit more? Do I have any frustrations? Any things that Audio Boo could do better? Should implement? And they basically have a great phrase, which is, we go on the basis that all ideas are good ideas, so share all of your ideas. So the more, you know, any old idea. Now, again, the trouble I have is that the form of blogging to do this, and I understand why they're doing it, because it's stuff written down in text is so much easier to handle and to put into questionnaire or report form, but I only wish I could really answer the substance of it via audio. The idea of sitting down to write my answers in the middle of a very busy day is quite tough. So as I look at this, some people have already chipped in, you know. One person has chipped in to say that they got into Audio Boo via a tweet from Stephen Fry. Somebody else said a colleague introduced them to it. And I think it was Simon. No, it was somebody in the UK, and this is a terrible confession, but somebody in the UK sent me a tweet introducing me to Audio Boo. And about a year later, I even said I couldn't remember how it happened, and he reminded me that he'd... And now I've forgotten again. So this is terrible. I'm going to have to lodge this in the brain forever. Anyway, that's it. That's the sort of thing I have building up. I still have to write anything at all. I haven't written a single word yet. So, anyway, this is it. This is a Wednesday morning diary, if you like, about helping Audio Boo. But what came out of yesterday, I've read, skimmed over the top of it, is a whole lot of interesting contributions from people. Masses and masses of words, mind you. Masses of words. I haven't seen any audio yet about this process.